I don't have any audio for Stephanie.
All right. Okay, let me, I just had to get everything up and running there. All right, let's get started. Looks like it's exactly 6 o'clock p.m. It's June 16th, 2020. We are doing a virtual hearing on a binding site plan application, the first one for the city of Mill Creek. I'm Phil Albrecht, the hearing examiner from Mill Creek, and we have Tom Miller, the planning director from Mill Creek, and Sherry Ringstead, the planner, who is responsible for putting together the staff report and staff recommendation. The format we'll have for today's hearing is we'll start off with a presentation from Ms. Ringstead. She'll tell us all about the application and present a PowerPoint, it looks like, to facilitate that presentation. Once she's done, we'll let the applicant then speak, and of course they'll, I'm sure, want to make a couple comments in support of their application. And once that's done, then we'll move on to public comments. And as the public notice for the hearing said, you have several options if you want to participate in this hearing as a member of the public. You could have sent public comments in advance of the hearing, and Ms. Ringstead will read those comments into the record. You can also, if you choose not to have your face shown on this Zoom meeting, you can just participate by phone, or you can participate in person. And you'll be called if all the persons who are listed as participants on our Zoom application will be given an opportunity to speak if they want. And of course, if you don't want to speak, you can decline to do so. There's a web page here, and Ms. Ringstead, did you have the web address for the web page that contains all the exhibits?
I do.
Okay.
It's on the last page here.
Of course, there it is. All right, yeah. So there you see it. That's the web address. I suspect that hopefully all of you actually have already seen it, because that's what you would probably use to actually access this this Zoom meeting. But on that web page, there is a list of all the exhibits that staff put together for this proceeding. Those are the documents that staff wanted me to consider in coming up with my decision. And so far, we have a list of 20 documents, and if we include the staff PowerPoint, that would be 21 documents at this point. And those documents are generally composed of the staff report, which summarizes the proposal and so forth. We have the land use application in there, a project, I believe that's written by the applicant, civil plans, which gives you basically the drawings of what the building is going to look like, and then we have a bunch of stormwater, traffic, geotechnical analysis, and also an analysis of the buffer, that kind of thing. We also have comments from the fire district and the various utilities, and also a technical review from staff. So if any of you have any objections to this, and let me tell you how to make an objection if you have one. At the bottom of your window, of your Zoom window, you'll see a little toolbar, and one of those is participants. If you click on that, you'll get a window pane on the right of your screen that lists the names of everyone who's participating. And at the bottom of that screen, you have three options. It says invite, mute me, or raise hand. So if any of you have any objections to any of the documents I just recited, just click on your raise hand button there, and then we'll address objection. Okay, I see no one has raised their hand, so I'll go ahead then and admit exhibits 1 through, I'll call it 21 as the staff PowerPoint. And also, Ms. Rink said, could you flash your email address again? I didn't mention something about your email address. Let's get that out.
No, sure. Just a sec.
Sorry. Always make
no,
you go.
No, that's okay. Well,
there we go. Yeah, if any of you, can't figure out how to participate at any point in the hearing, just go ahead and email Ms. Ringstead. She'll be checking your email every once in a while there, and let her know what your problem is, and we'll do, what we need to do to accommodate you and make sure that you have an opportunity to hear all the evidence that's presented and have an opportunity to speak as well. So with that, let me also at this point, those of you who will be testifying need you to raise your hand. And that would be members of the public too. I know I can't see you, but I'll just have to take your word for it. But raise your hand, and do you all swear affirm and tell the truth and nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
I do.
Okay. I'll take that as an I do. And you're all sworn in, and I'll be asking when you start your presentations or comments whether or not you have been sworn in or not, and that'll basically affirm what you did before. So with that, Ms. Ringstead, I saw you raise your hand, so go ahead and tell what you want to tell us.
Okay, thank you. The public hearing this evening is to consider a binding site plan application for a 7C swim school. The hearing examiner just entered all the exhibits into the record. I did receive two public comments via email that I'll be reading into the record later. Melissa Johnson is one of them. She's actually attending the hearing, so I might just let her say her own comments rather than reading them into the record. And they will become part of the hearing record. I did call them Exhibit 21, but since we're calling the PowerPoint 21, let's call it Exhibit 22. The proposal under consideration is a binding site plan application for an approximately 10,000 square foot recreational building to be used as a swim school. Site amenities will include landscaping, sidewalk, parking, stormwater facilities, and associated utilities. The public requirements include the CEPA environmental policy, which is how the city reviews a project for its impact and assesses appropriate mitigation. We did issue a mitigated determination of non-significance on May 6th. The appeal period expired and no appeals were submitted. And as far as noticing for the public hearing this evening, the site itself was posted on June 5th. And all property owners within 500 feet were notified by mail on June 5th. The notice was published in the Everett Herald, which is the city's paper of record, on June 6th. And then the city also normally requires posting at City Hall and the library. Because City Hall and library are both closed right now, we did waive that requirement. But then the city also typically has a project page on the website where we have the staff report and every exhibit that's an attachment to the staff report. Thus, all noticing requirements have been met. And let's start with a site map here. This is an aerial photo. The road that you see running vertically at a diagonal on the bottom right corner, that large road, that's the Bothell Everett Highway. And then there's the intersection of Dumas Road and the Bothell Everett Highway. And it T-bones into the Bothell Everett Highway, Dumas Road does, and then it runs vertically to the northwest across. There, whoops, sorry. I lost my color there. I was just about to say the site is outlined in blue and it changed to black and white. So yes, the site is outlined in blue here. Across the site, across North Creek Drive, are the Heatherwood Apartments. And then to the east, across Dumas Road, you can see the Montero Apartments. The large white roof here is the Arena Sports development. All right, I keep losing my slide. Okay. Across Dumas Road to the south, the smaller white roof, that is Mill Creek Sports Cards. That property actually adjoins the subject site on its western boundary. You see a lot of trees in there. There is a wetland on the western portion of the Mill Creek Sports Card site. So with the wetland on the subject site and the wetland on the adjoining site, those two commercial businesses will actually be buffered from each other quite a bit. And then you'll see this 5-acre parcel directly adjoining the subject site to the south. This is owned by the city of Mill Creek, and we'll be discussing it later in the presentation. Okay, the existing site, it's zoned community business, and community business identifies a commercial recreation use as a principal use. The site is currently undeveloped in a forested condition. Category 3 wetland is located on the northeastern portion of the site. And the topography of the site, essentially it's highest in the middle and then it's kind of slopes in all directions. And the slope varies from a gentle slope to a moderate slope. Some existing site photos. The first photo here is standing in the Heatherwood Apartments access drive looking directly across to the site. You'll see some cement blocks there. That's in the existing driveway cut to the site. And that's where the access is proposed. The next photo shows the intersection of Dumas Road and North Creek Drive. The road you see in the bottom of the photo here is Dumas Road. North Creek Drive is actually off to the right. And the last photo is standing back in the Heatherwood Apartments driveway, but looking more towards the south rather than directly across. The car you see in the picture, that's headed for the intersection of Dumas Road and North Creek Drive. Okay, this is a site plan, the proposed site plan. As we mentioned, the access will be from North Creek Drive, and it'll be way down here on the southern border of the site. And it was sited there for numerous reasons, including the fact that it's directly across from the southern access to the Heatherwood Apartments. There's some existing streetscaping improvements already going up North Creek Drive. There's existing sidewalk and a planter strip. The applicant will be required to plant street trees to finish the streetscape. Landscaping is also proposed on the site in the parking lot and around the building. 54 parking stalls are proposed. Category 3 wetland, as I mentioned earlier, is located on the site with its 100-foot buffer. The red outlining there shows where the wetland and the buffer are. In addition, a buffer is required along Dumas Road over on this edge. Because it's a commercial use, the width of the buffer is 35 feet, and both the buffer and the wetland and buffer will be included in a separate tract. The stormwater facilities. There's actually two threshold discharge areas on the site. A portion of the site will drain to the public system in North Creek Drive, and then eventually across through the system in the Heatherwood Apartments to North Creek. The remainder of the site will drain to the south. It'll go to North Creek Drive. There's catch basins in North Creek Drive. It's going to be conveyed to the south, eventually across North Creek Drive, and then to North Creek. The drainage system is compliant with Department of Ecology regulations, and the city does have an engineering consultant, Pertit, who reviews all of our civil plans and drainage plans, and they have found the plans to be compliant with city code as well as DOE regulations. There is the wetland that I mentioned earlier, a category 3, which requires a 100-foot buffer. The applicant is proposing to use wetland buffer averaging, which is allowed by the code. They're reducing a portion of the buffer by approximately 5,230 square feet, and then adding a like amount to another side of the buffer to compensate. The buffer averaging plan was reviewed by the city's environmental consultant, ESA, and ESA has found the plan to be compliant with code and DOE regulations, and a bond will be required to ensure the completion of the buffer averaging plan. The applicant did submit a traffic impact analysis for the project. They identified 55 p.m. peak hour trips, and this is how the city imposes mitigation. We have a dollar amount per p.m. peak hour trip, and this was set out in the MD&S that was issued. Snohomish County also reviewed the traffic plan, but they found that the project will not impact any Snohomish County projects by more than their threshold, which is 3 p.m. peak hour trips. So the county is not requiring mitigation for this project. There was also an intersection analysis in the traffic report, and this evaluated all the surrounding intersections, which includes Dumas Road and Bothlarbert Highway, Dumas Road and North Creek Drive, North Creek Drive and Bothlarbert Highway, as well as the newly created intersection, which will be the access to the site and the southern access to Heatherwood. They found that all of the intersections in a developed condition will still operate at an acceptable level of service. And then the last issue is a site distance issue. Because of the curving of the road, there's a site distance issue both to the north and the south from where the access drive is located. To the north, we're able to achieve an appropriate site distance by removing some of the vegetation. There's quite a bit of young alders that are growing right next to the sidewalk there. And when they're removed, we'll have an adequate site distance to the north. The site distance south is a little harder, and I'm going to pull the vicinity map back up so you can have a better idea. The access is, like I said, down here close to the southern boundary. And because of the curve in the road, it creates quite a site distance issue. We'll need the city property, which is just to the south, does have a fence right now along North Creek Drive. So a portion of that fence is going to have to be moved or removed to allow an appropriate site distance to the south. And some of the vegetation is going to have to be cleared as well. And so what we've done is we put a condition in the staff report requiring the applicant to obtain a perpetual vehicular site distance easement. And the city council is the appropriate body to grant an easement. So we're working with the city manager to get this on the council's agenda. And we're hopeful that's going to happen within the next couple of weeks. Okay. And would you like me to go ahead and read the public comments now, or shall I wait until you open the public comment
portion? Yeah, let's wait until we get to the public portion. Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
So then I'm going to skip over those two and conclude with staff finds that the proposed project is consistent with the comp plan and the applicable development regulations, and we're recommending approval as conditioned in the staff report. And I would like to open the floor to any questions by the hearing examiner.
Okay, just a few quick ones. The staff report and the traffic report mentioned another facility the applicant has. Is that another swimming pool the applicant has in Mill Creek, or?
No, I believe it's in Bothell, but I can.
Oh, okay.
The Mr. Carr's part, he might.
Clarify. Yeah, we currently have we currently have two locations. We just expanded to the second one in Everett, but our main one is in the very far corner of Bothell, almost Woodinville, Kirkland. It's on 160th at the Woodmore Elementary School.
Okay, great. Thanks, Mr. Carr. Have you been sworn in, Mr. Carr?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then, Mr. Ringstead, in terms of the visibility from the road, that kind of thing, I noticed in the civil plans, it looks like there's kind of a 4 or 5 foot tall berm that's going to separate the parking lot and building pad from the road, and it looks like a pretty much, is it going to be a site obscuring row of trees up there? How's that? I guess what I'm asking is, how visible is the building and parking going to be from the streets adjoining?
I think when the alders are cleared to create the site distance to the north, I think that will open the visibility to the building quite a bit more.
Oh, I see. Okay. And I think that's about, well, also it was mentioned it was going to go to the city's design review board. Is that correct?
Yes. The code does require landscaping goes to the design review board, and the building design itself will also have to go to the design review board.
Oh, okay. So that hasn't happened yet, right? Is that a code requirement? It goes through hearing examiner approval first and then design review board, or?
Yes. And actually they have already been for an informal review of the building, not the landscaping, but the building.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Great. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ringstead. So, why don't we move on to applicant comments? And is that going to be Mr. Carr, or is that going to be Mr. Gaskin who wants to take over there?
Either one or both.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Mr. Carr.
Sherry explained a lot. There's a lot that we're excited about in moving into Mill Creek. A former residents of Mill Creek can understand that this is a wonderful environment, community, and we tend to keep our philosophy of safety and water education for the kids, something that is greatly lacking in Washington, and that is what we are all about.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Carr. All right, is that it from applicants then? Okay, let's move on to public comments. And you mentioned that one of the written was already, that person is present. Why would you ask that person if she wants to speak instead of having you read her email, or she wants both?
Okay, Melissa, I just unmuted you if you'd like to do your comment.
Okay, do you want me to have my video on, or does it matter?
Oh, it doesn't. Yeah, it's your choice if you want to have your video on or not.
My question was regarding, is there any going to be any opportunity for the public to use a pool as lap swimming or anything. I am a lifelong swimmer and a former water educator, so that's just a curiosity that I have since I live very close.
Okay, yeah, Mr. Carr.
Sorry, that. Yeah, it is a slightly different because we keep our pool warm at 90 degrees for the kids because it's more of a therapy type temperature. We don't get a lot of lap swimmers because it is such a warm body of water, but we will have community programs and different things, lap swimming, potential for aqua or water aerobics, different things like that. It's not only just going to be for lessons, but that is the highest percentage of what we do.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions, Ms. Johnson? No.
That was all. Okay. That's way more than lap swimming.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Did you want Ms. Ringstead to read your written comment?
That was the same question that I had.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay. It was just a question. Okay, great. All right, Ms. Ringstead, why don't you read the other one at this point?
Okay. I'll just read verbatim. Our city is beautiful because of its forests, and I greatly disagree with destroying another part of it to build a pool down the street from another pool. As a long-term resident of Mill Creek, I've watched the forest get destroyed to build arena sports and a giant parking lot, and have since then watched its parking lot be used at only half capacity. It's truly a waste. The people who are looking for an indoor pool already have options.
Okay, thanks, Ms. Ringstead. All right, next on the list there is Jean Castor. Ms. Castor, did you want to say anything?
No.
Okay, all right. And then Stephanie Leon, is that a member of the public, Sherry? Or?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Ms. Leon, did you want to say anything? Let's unmute her there.
Yeah, I tried to unmute her. Hang on.
I'm just a member of the public listening.
Okay, you don't want to say anything?
No, that's thank you.
Okay, great. That's great. All right, and I think that's everybody on the list, right, Ms. Ringstead? I don't see anybody else.
That's all
so,
I see.
Okay, then. All right, let's. Did you have any comments you wanted to make in conclusion, Ms. Ringstead?
No, not for me.
Okay. Mr. Carr, any final words?
No, I think we're good.
Okay. All right, now it's pretty straightforward. I appreciate you all participating. I'll go ahead and adjourn the hearing. I've done a lot of these virtual hearings in the last couple months, and they've all worked pretty well. I think tonight's hearing worked as well, and thank staff for putting in the extra effort to make it work, and they made it work really well. And also have to apologize to Mr. Rogers for calling him Mr. Miller. Sorry about that. Just a little tired today, and of course I know your last name is Rogers, but anyway, so I'll issue a decision within 10 business days. It will be approval. It's very straightforward. I really like the fact, you know, in Mill Creek they basically peer review every analysis done by an applicant. They had a third party consultant look over the traffic reports and the wetland reports and this, I think, the stormwater as well, right, Ms. Yes. Ringstead? That really puts the stamp of authenticity on everything that's done. I mean, the consultants that the applicant hired were, of course, very credible and do good work anyway, but it's always good to have that second set of eyes on there. So I don't think there's any question it meets all the review criteria, and it's easy approval, and we'll get that out real soon. So thank you again for participating this evening, and we're adjourned for today.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody.